So hello everyone and welcome to the Unmasked India podcast. Today we are going to talk about emotions, and I think emotions are overrated. Well, let's know how. So let's get started. Emotions evolved for one specific purpose: to help us live and reproduce a little bit better. That's it. They are feedback mechanisms telling us that something is either likely right or likely wrong for us. Nothing more or nothing less. Much as the pain of touching a hot stove teaches you not to touch it again, the sadness of being alone teaches you not to do things that make you feel so alone again. Emotions are simply biological signals designed to nudge you in the direction of beneficial change. Look, I don't mean to make light of your midlife crisis or anything else, but when it comes down to it, if you feel crappy, it's because your brain is telling you that there's a problem that's unaddressed or unresolved. In other words, negative emotions are a call to action. When you feel them, it's because you are supposed to do something. Positive emotions, on the other hand, are rewards for taking the proper action. When you feel them, life seems simple and there is nothing else to do but enjoy it. Then, like everything else, the positive emotions go away because more problems inevitably emerge. Emotions are part of the equation of our lives, but not the entire equation. Just because something feels good doesn't mean it is good. Just because something feels bad doesn't mean it is bad. Emotions are merely suggestions that our neurobiology gives us, not commandments. Therefore, we shouldn't always trust our own emotions. In fact, I believe we should make a habit of questioning them. Many people are taught to repress their emotions for various personal, social, or cultural reasons, particularly negative emotions. Sadly, to deny one's negative emotions, it is to deny many of the feedback mechanisms that helps a person to solve problems. As a result, many of these repressed individuals struggle to deal with their problems throughout their lives, and if they can't solve problems, they can't be happy. Remember, pain serves a purpose. But then there are those people who over-identify with their emotions. Everything is justified for no other reason than they felt it. Oh, I broke your windshield, but I was really mad. I couldn't help it. Or, I dropped out of school and moved to somewhere else just because it felt right. Decision making based on emotional intuition without the aid of reason to keep it in line pretty much always sucks. You know who bases their entire lives on their emotions? 3-year-old kids and dogs. You know what else 3-year-olds and dogs do? Shit on their carpet. An obsession and overinvestment in emotion fails us for simple reason that emotions never last. Whatever makes us happy today will no longer make us happy tomorrow, because our biology always needs something more. A fixation on happiness inevitably amounts to a never-ending pursuit of something else. A new house, a new relationship, another child, another pay raise, and despite all our sweat and strain, we end up feeling similar to how we started: inadequate. Psychologists sometimes refer to this concept as hedonic treadmill. The idea that we are always working hard to change our life situation, but actually we never feel very different. This is why our problems are recursive and unavoidable. The person you marry is the person you fight with. The house you buy is the house you repair. The dream job you take is the job you stress over. Everything comes with an inherent sacrifice. Whatever makes us feel good will also inevitably make us feel bad. What we gain is also what we lose. What creates our positive experiences will define our negative experiences. This is a difficult pill to swallow, I know that. We like the idea that there's some form of ultimate happiness that can be attained. We like the idea that we can alleviate all of our sufferings permanently. We like the idea that we can feel fulfilled and satisfied with our lives forever. We like the idea that we can feel fulfilled and satisfied with our lives forever, but we cannot. And that's it for today. I think I don't need to say anything more. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you liked it, please share it with your friends and family and stay tuned.